From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump in Brussels, taking part in a two-day NATO summit, met with Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and criticized NATO members for not shouldering more of the defense burden.
You know, we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting everybody, and yet we're paying a lot of money to protect. Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers.
Security analyst Joe Burton, a senior lecturer at the University of Waikato, New Zealand, was asked if he anticipates a contentious meeting.
Yes, the summit will be divisive. It will be controversial. But again, the point remains that NATO members are spending more on defense, are planning to spend more on defense. And it's worth remembering at this juncture that U.S. defense spending is around 3.6% of GDP. So it's way above most NATO members. But we need to remember that the U.S. is a global superpower. It has commitments in the Asia Pacific, across the Middle East, which the large majority of NATO member states don't have. So it's natural for there to be quite a substantial difference in the amount the U.S. spends on defense vis-a-vis its European allies.
The president also expected to affirm U.S. support for the NATO Charter's Article 5 provision, whereby an attack on one member is an attack on all. The U.N. Security Council, in a statement, welcomed improving ties between Ethiopia and Eritrea, but stopped short of a promise to review sanctions imposed on Asmara. In South Africa, one person killed, 20 injured, when a vintage plane crashed Tuesday after taking off on a flight from a small airport in Pretoria. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has raised the stakes in a tariff war with China, announcing late Tuesday another $200 billion of Chinese imports, covering thousands of products, could be subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August. Christine McDaniel, senior research fellow at George Mason University, said while warranted, a tough U.S. response should go beyond just tariffs and investment restrictions.
A strategy to address these legitimate concerns is warranted. The question is, what is the best strategy? A tariff is a tax, and in today's global economy, American manufacturers are just simply tied to suppliers from outside the U.S. for their competitiveness. So when we tax those imports, we're taxing American manufacturers, not to mention consumers.
The U.S. has already proposed or imposed tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese products. Beijing has vowed to retaliate. A Chinese official warned this could destroy Sino-U.S. trade. The last four boys and their football coach were safely brought out of the flooded Tom Luang Cave complex in northern Thailand Tuesday, where they had been trapped since June 23rd. In all, 12 were brought out four at a time, with members of an international cave diving team guiding them through dark, narrow, slippery passageways, often submerged. Jill Valenthin is the mother of one of the British divers.
That was my first feeling of relief that they'd found them. Again, not realizing how much effort and teamwork, which is so important, it took to get them out. And thank God they're all out safely.
The rescue mission, hampered by monsoon rains, was monitored worldwide. Syria's President Assad is poised to quash the rebellion in the city where it all began 7 years ago. Rebels reportedly seeking Russian guarantees to pull out of the southwest city of Daraa. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, under investigation for alleged corrupt activities, was questioned again by police Tuesday. He denies awarding regulatory favors to Israel's biggest telecom in return for favorable coverage. The widow of the late Chinese Nobel laureate, political dissident Liu Xiaobo, arrived Tuesday in Germany after spending 8 years under virtual house arrest. Rights group Amnesty International's Sarah Fremberg was among those in Berlin greeting her.
So Amnesty has been working on her case for such a long time now that we're just released and relieved and happy that she's finally free.
Meanwhile, China has sentenced democracy activist Qin Yongmin to 13 years in prison for subversion. Charlie Rowley has regained consciousness after being exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, but the British man's partner, Don Sturgis, succumbed to the effects of the toxin on Sunday. Police are treating the case as murder. Parisians came out in force late Tuesday to celebrate France's 1-0 victory over Belgium. Croatia faces England in another semifinal action Wednesday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.